It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
A wrinkle starts to twinkle, and it's time for West for Breakfast. On the Friday morning show, we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables. We get to know them a little bit better. This morning, birthday girl. Oh, it's tomorrow is her birthday. Susie Loeffler. Good morning, Susie. Did we get it right?
Yeah, you did. Good morning, Heidi. Hi, John.
Good morning.
Okay, first, before we get to the birthday talk, have you had your breakfast?
Well, I haven't had it yet. I have to do a little mom taxiing first, and then I'm headed over to my mom's house for coffee, and I'm bringing her breakfast.
Oh.
Nice. What are you bringing?
Well, it's not your traditional breakfast food. I ordered pride-themed macarons from this bakery in the Twin Cities. They're beautiful rainbow macarons, and it's an LGBTQ+ owned bakery, and I wanted to do something for Pride, you know, supporting our friends. So that's what we're having for breakfast.
Macaroons.
What was the first name you threw out there, though?
Pride.
Oh, Pride. Okay.
Pride.
I saw the photo you put, and I couldn't figure out what it was. So tell us what's a macaroon?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's not a macaroon now. A macaroon is one of those shredded coconut cookies, right?
Yeah, okay.
A macaron is a French pastry where it's like a sandwich cookie. And so the sandwich cookies are made out of almond flour, and they're kind of chewy. And then the filling is whatever you want it to be. And so they're made in these rainbows of colors with all kinds of different fillings, and they're just delicious. I think that Sweet Amelia's has them, but I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
So is it layers, kind of thin layers, or?
No, it's more like a fancy sandwich cookie.
Yeah, like a fancy Oreo.
Yeah.
But not, I mean, better than an Oreo, but yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Macarons.
Oh, that's going to be
way
fun.
Way better.
Is she listening now, or is there wrecking the party?
She is probably not listening.
Okay. good.
I'm guessing I'm getting her up a little early. She had golf early yesterday, so.
Oh, I see. Golf, yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know, the life of retired.
Beautiful. Sounds elegant. And what kind of, are you bringing the coffee, or mom's just got a Folgers sitting there waiting for you or something?
Oh, no, mom is way fancier with her coffee game than I am, so it's a treat to go over there.
But that doesn't tell us anything. What kind of... Oh,
well, so I don't really understand her machine. She, like, does a whole thing. It's magical, and she puts the thing on top of my coffee cup, and then, but it's not a French press, but I think it must be something like that, and then she presses it into my coffee, and I don't know. It's amazing.
Oh,
it's really good.
Not a pour over either, but more.
No, not a pour over.
Just a squeeze.
Just a squeeze. There we go. And so she must, if she goes that far into the fancy coffee land, she must have good beans and everything too.
I think, she does good beans.
So what, do you go see your mom often?
As much as I can. Now that school's out, it'll be a little bit more often.
All right.
So how are you post-school? This hasn't been long, the last year and a half. I mean, it must just feel good, at least, different, this end of this
school year. Definitely.
Yeah.
My colleagues and I have been talking about how we're really trying to intentionally jump into summer this year. Like, we feel like we need summer so badly this year. And I know the kids did too, but it was very hard to say goodbye to them after such a weird year.
Yeah, the kids are more resilient than we give them credit for, aren't they?
Oh, they were just incredible this year. Do you know that we basically had no behavior problems at King Elementary? 91% of the student body had zero or one referrals all year.
Wow.
Like going to the principal kind of thing.
So what do you think the meaning of that is?
You know, I think that we educators probably have a lot to learn from this year. You know, we were in hybrid for half the year, so we had these wonderful small class sizes, and we really built, I mean, we always built solid relationships with our kids. That's our goal. But having those intense every other day small classroom classes really made us get to know each other, and all of the kids had different roles to play because you can't hide behind any classmates when there's only 10 of you, you know? So I just think we have a lot to think about going into next year with our full classes and how we can form those kind of solid relationships, because it's obvious it had a wonderful effect in a lot of ways.
So jumping into the summer intentionally this year, what does that mean for you personally?
For me personally, it means that I'm not taking any extra classes. It means I'm only teaching the half session of summer school. And it means that I'm not making a lot of other commitments. I want to spend time with my kids. I want to spend time in my house or on the lake or whatever. But I don't want to think of a lot of school related to it with fresh energy.
You know, with this distance learning, and now you're talking about these small groups, boy, don't you wish we could do that all the time?
Well, I do. I mean, if money grew on trees,
yeah,
and the government actually gave it to the schools, then I suppose it would be like that.
And I'm sure they...
I don't know if did they could find the teachers.
Do you feel that they learned a lot more?
No, I didn't say that. having school every other day, I mean, yes, they were on Zoom with us on the days when they were off, but that's not the same. I'm not there monitoring. I can't help them when they don't understand because I'm not standing next to them. So, I mean, a lot of them, I felt, you know, they missed a good quarter of what school would have been in fourth grade. And that's tough.
Yeah.
So, Susie, when did you start listening to KEXC, KBXC, and why do you support us?
Well, I've always listened to KEXC because my dad had it on in the car, you know. But I wasn't a fan.
Right.
Until
I moved back here, you know. And it's just lovely to hear the voice of my community. I learn a lot of new music when I'm listening to KEXC because you don't just play the things that every other station plays, and I don't pick it, you know, so whatever is in my ears, I'm learning about. Plus, you know, my friend Sarah, I'd get in a lot of trouble if I wasn't a member at this point, I think.
Yeah, she would definitely strong-arm you. So
right.
Are you excited about, we have partnered with the City of Grand Rapids and Visit Grand Rapids and the Rife Center for the Grand Rapids River Fest in the fall. Are you particularly excited about this one?
Oh, I feel like this is a setup.
It kind of is.
Well, I haven't seen Tim's band, Trampled by Turtles, in a long time now, and I can't wait. And I just love that the first time I'm going to see them since the pandemic is going to be right here in Tim's, in my hometown. And isn't Grand Rapids just primed right now for a party in the streets?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be really fun.
It's so great. And so your brother is Tim Saxhog from Trampled by Turtles. What's that like to be a sister and a super fan?
Well, I get to see a lot of music, which is nice, you know? And I am a super fan, but, you know, Tim will tell you he's just a bass player, you know? So
I'm gonna play a song when we're done here. That is Tim, though, from that Sigourney Fever EP that I just love.
Oh, yeah, that one is so great, and it's so nice to hear, you know, he does the covers in mostly every show, and his voice is so beautiful. I've always admired it. Ugh.
So before we go,
yep.
Of course, Homestead Mills is our sponsor. Susie, you know that. Country right. Blend cereal or Wild Rice pancakes?
Delivered?
Delivered to your house.
Pancakes. Oh, okay.
Look for that cream-colored bag. And before we go, I know you're a professional at this, exotic cocktails. What one are you having for your birthday?
Oh.
Oh, that's a really good question.
You haven't given that any thought?
Well, okay, so here's the thing about birthdays in my house is that my husband and I sort of surprise each other, so I don't actually know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Oh, that's great. So it could be a special cocktail could be in the works.
It could be a special cocktail. Although, you know, I've been dying for this one I discovered last year called the Gin Basil Smash. Because I can use the basil from my herb box that he built me. Did you see that on my Instagram?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Very jealous.
Yeah, and yeah. That one is awesome and tasty, and it's very pretty.
Well, happy birthday from us, and thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Happy Say hi birthday. To your mom
Absolutely.
For us.
Okay. All right, will do. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Yes, we'll be friends.